So my chavusa, yeah, sure. My chavusa here in Bet Shemesh, a very fine bracha that Aryeh Rothenberg, he learns in Yerushalayim, and we learn by the telephone. He turned around and said to me the most beautiful comment, which has stayed with me for quite a few days. He turned around and bemoaned to me and said, I hope I don't just survive the corona. I hope I don't just live through it. And then afterwards, I managed to survive the corona. And he felt, that's not the point. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu sent a certain period in my life, then I must live through it and grow from it. And it's a beautiful comment to say from the Ben Aliyah. And it meant a great deal to me that you must move on from what the time that you live in. And it made great sense that a person can just survive the corona, but surely that's not enough. In secular terms, a person has to be able to come out healthy and well and strong. Yes, I suppose that in medical terms, but in Ruchniak terms, in spiritual terms, surely this has appeared in our life, which we're supposed to grow from. And that's what I'd like to speak about. I remember in Gateshead, the Mashkiach, where Moshe Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say, you can take a bocha in the first year in Gateshead and put him into the shear, and it's like a broomstick. And then after the first year, you take him out and put him in the second shear, and it's a broomstick. And after 3 or 4 years, what happened? He came in like a broomstick, and he went out like a broomstick. He never changed. He never moved on. And that's such a beautiful metamoshel, I think, as well. A person who just go through yeshiva and never change. It never works on him. It never makes an impact. And he's the same person when he comes out as when he went in. I suppose it's the same idea also that Rav Huttner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said about Yom Tov on the Loshen. Remember, someone came over to him at the end of Yom Tov and said to him, Rebbe, you know the Yom Tov has gone. Yom Tov has passed. Rav Huttner says, no, you're wrong. The Yom Tov came. And he explained to him, that's what we mean when we say, Vasyeinu Hashem Elokeinu es Birkas Mayadecha. Birkas Mayadecha means you come out Hasyeinu with a package on your back. You're supposed to come laden when you move out of the Yom Tov. L'chaim ul'sholem simcha l'sosa en k'sher otzitzo yomata l'volcheinu. He wanted the benches. In other words, there's something called Birkas Mayadecha, which you move on with. And therefore, each Yom Tov, you grow, you mature. You change, hopefully, from each Pesach and each Rosh Hashanah and each Sukkot. Each one is a change on you. And therefore, Yom Tov is something like a catalyst. It causes you to move on and grow. And that's what I wanted to explain to the Bracha. And I was thinking to myself, that's exactly what we should really be thinking in the time of Corona. I should grow from it. I shouldn't just survive it. I hope I do survive it in the Mitzvah. But it should be more than that. What is the growth in Ruchniyus? And I was thinking a little bit more on that point. And I don't know where you come from, but when I grew up, I remember there was a song by Pete Seeger. And it made a great impression on me. I remember I used to sing the song. It went like this. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university where they all were put in boxes. And they all came out the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives. And they're all made out of tiki-taki. And they all look just the same. Isn't that the point? That couldn't be. You all go into the boxes, and in the time of Corona, we live according to boxes. Our little homes are boxes, and we use our telephone, which is boxes, and then the computers are bigger boxes. And who knows? We all might just come out all the same. Meaning, you are fed in the time of the boxes with all different information about the media, which is the distraction and what's happening, the forecasts, and some
Rav Alperin, if you can hear me. It broke up again.
To be a person who will topple your kingdom, who will topple your kingdom completely. And immediately gave an order. We mentioned, I think, it last week, that 700,000 young boys were immediately executed, were disposed of. And then they came and told him, but your majesty, it still doesn't work. There's some rising star going over the house of Terach, and it's coming from the house of Terach. And immediately Terach ran home and told his wife to take Avram, who was just born, and hide him in a cave. And he was hidden in a cave for 13 years. Can you imagine? There were no teachers, no one to show him anything, nothing at all, for 13 years. And he came out after 13 years at the age of 13, and he was completely, he was familiar, complete with Lashon Kodesh. He spoke Hebrew. He had a complete, almost like an education. I don't know where it came from, but he was grown up. He dispelled the whole idea of Avodah Zarah. And in 13 years, he grew from the experience. And he was a changed person. You see that the 13 years made a great effect on him, this quarantine. And then later, we know the story that Nimrod took Avram to the palace one day when he had to serve in front of Nimrod. And Avram took all the idols and burnt them, and Nimrod was furious, and he had a famous debate with him when he said, "You're by no means the master of the world." And he saw then let the sun rise next tomorrow morning in the west, and let it set in the east, and change the world around. Tell me what I'm thinking. And each time Nimrod was completely stymied. And these were the answers which he gave, and Nimrod was so furious, he put him into prison for 10 years. So it was 13 years, and now 10 years. And 10 years he was in quarantine. And these were incredible periods of growth of Avraham Avinu. He changed from the period of lockdown. And that is a phenomenal reaction to being alone. The Rambam said he was Meshetek B'daita. He was alone. He just was a thinking person. And he came out with these magnificent concepts of Avraham HaIvri, all the concepts of Yiddishak which we have. And they all came out of confinement and bidud and lockdown. We had the beautiful idea that we mentioned last time, the Alter von Kelm said, why did he come to Chesed? What, because in his time of quarantine, Avraham Avinu reached the point of Emunah and realized also that this director of the world continually gives. If he continually gives, he wants me also to give. And I must be like him. And that was the basis of his Emunah. Chesed ran together. Kindness ran together with his Emunah. So we see that the concept of Emunah was much greater than that in Avraham Avinu's time, but he worked it all out by himself. What we have to imagine and realize is those words which were said to Avraham Avinu, when it says in the Brit Ben Absoim, he took him outside, Avraham, look above you. Don't look in the box, look out of the box. Don't become one of those who sits in the box and they all come out the same. You must come out differently from the box. You must look up to Shomayim and consider who the Creator is and who I am. Don't look, he never had children, and you will have children. In the box, you don't have children. Out of the box, you'll have a name, Avraham, and you'll become a father of a nation. And therefore, the message to Avraham Avinu was, Hishalech lefonai be'yesomim. Walk in my ways, and you'll become be'heitomim, and be perfect with me in your emunah, in your devotion. That was all out of the box, not in the box. Therefore, the time of quarantine of Avraham Avinu was a time of immense growth. He changed. He wasn't the same person. And that's a tremendous lesson for us of Mosai Yagia Masai, Lamasai Avoisai. If I am in silence, if I am in solitude, if I am by myself, I am confined, but I must realize, I think, and that's really the calling which is made in the time of quarantine, oh, I must change. I must move on in my status, certainly Ben Odom Lamokim, of how I must react to my growth and my own concept in Judaism and Ruchnias and Hashkofa. Take another example. Take Yosef. Yosef, more worse than quarantine. He was thrown into a pit where there were snakes and scorpions. There was nobody there at all. Nothing at all. He was taken out of the pit and sold to Yishmaelim, and for years in Mitzrayim, he was really in confinement. True, he mixed with other people, but there was no one around with him. Rashi keeps on telling us all the time, Shem Shamayim Hayashogu Bafid. He kept on mentioning Hashem's name. Eventually he was put in prison, as we know, for 12 years for a crime which he never committed. All confinement, all in prison, all in quarantine. And yet after that, when he was taken in front of Paroi, he said the most incredible line, Biladai Elokim Ya'anes Shalom Paroi. It's not me, I can't answer your dreams, only Hashem can. But where did that come from? He didn't sit for the whole 12 years and the years in Mitzrayim just contemplating how lonely he was, how desperate he was, but more, he grew in the time of quarantine. It's an incredible feature. Let me just add one beautiful point which Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, which is such a beautiful point. Just because Yosef interpreted his dreams in the way which was pleasing to him and acceptable, that doesn't mean you give him the business. Since when you hand over the whole business and make him into the king, he could have given him a house in Florida, he could have given him a chauffeur-driven car, but what's the point? What does it mean you give the business? And the Chaim explained, once Yosef came out with this comment, Elohim Yane Shalom Aparo, he saw the enormous Yerushalayim, but such a person, you can trust him implicitly. No one is better suited for my work in the prison, in the palace, than Yosef HaTzadik. In other words, he grew from this period, and that's what we saw. He grew in Yerushalayim, and Yosef in quarantine came out to become Yosef HaTzadik, and the whole representation of tzniyus and greatness in Klal Yisrael. Take a look at Moshe Rabbeinu, if you know a little bit of the history. There were three periods of 40 years. The first 40 years was in Mitzrayim, in the house of Paroi. The second 40 years, after he had killed the Mitzri, he was 40 years in Midian, looking after the flock of Yisrael, really all by himself. He was isolated. He looked after the flock, but he wandered around for 40 years and came to the incredible vision, and he saw the snare at the burning bush. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu insisted, "You are the one who I choose to be the Mashiach." Clearly, what had he been doing in these 40 years? After he ran away from Mitzrayim, and the only quality we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu was his caring, his patiut. He had tremendous caring. He Nosan Eino V'Libo Lios Meitzal Echov. He was so concerned about Klal Yisrael. And then he obviously grew in the 40 years. He must have spent the time thinking and considering what his life role is, who's running the world. And then he was privileged. Hashem said to him, "No, you're the one." And even though he made these complaints, "I don't have the ability to talk." HaKadosh Baruch insisted, "No, it's you. You are the one." We see from here, he grew from the 40 years. The first 40 years in Mitzrayim, and then the next 40 years. And then he had a remaining 40 years in the Midbar. But all this was from the quarantine, I'm suggesting. And we have to realize that it all came from the lockdown, from being in confinement, to use the time to its greatest advantage. The David HaMelech is a prime example. For the first 28 years of his life, he was literally an outcast. He was, says the Pasuk in Tehillim, "Muzo ha'yisi le'echoi v'nochri livnei imi." I was considered as a complete outcast, an illegitimate person. They put him in the fields hoping that a lion would trample him. He was by himself. And from that period, we have many of the beautiful Pesukim in Tehillim. And even after he became the king, after Bet Lechem, when Shmuel had anointed him, he still had to run away and ran into the Midbar to hide away from Shaul. His whole life really was a life on the run, very much so in quarantine. He did spend time in Yerushalayim as the king. But Sofa Shodova, where was the breeding ground? Where was he groomed? He was groomed in the period of isolation, of lockdown. And that's what we have to realize. I think that is the greatest lesson which we should take from the periods of lockdown and corona, when we are very much isolated. True, maybe we have our family, but it's not the same when you have social distancing, you're away from each other. And perhaps the theme should be, like we said by Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, Liyos Am Segula Mikol HaAmim. The Netziv explains the word Segula means to cherish, to value, to treasure. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You should treasure me." The Sagel es Hashem, to treasure Hashem like a wife treasures a husband, like a parent treasures their children, like a worker treasures a boss. There's something called the Sagel. The Sagel means to treasure, to cherish. And that's what we should really be working on. The Bios Am Segula Mikolam, to become Mesugolim Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That really is the message, I think, of the lockdown. To try and draw closer, I'm going to suggest practical ways in a few minutes, but I think that should be the main line of thought in this time period, that I can try and grow as much as I can. I was thinking, you know, the Gemara in Yoma brings out that Hillel was Machayev all the Aniyim, because Hillel was so poor, and yet he sat on the roof in the driving snow and was freezing cold, but he insisted on learning Torah. So the Gemara learns out, anybody who says, "I'm too poor to learn Torah," Hillel went to learn Torah, even though he had no money. Says the Gemara, "Rebbe Elazar ben Chalsum is Machayev all the Ashirim." Anybody who is wealthy says, "I haven't got time to learn Torah and be involved in Ruchnias." Says the Gemara, "Yeah, but he inherited from his father 1,000 cities and 1,000 boats, merchant boats. He was fabulously wealthy, and he insisted on learning Torah." Says the Gemara, "Yosef is Machayev all those people who have problems with the Yetzirah, with Taiva." He was exceptionally good looking, and he was taunted and enticed and tempted by many temptations he had, but he was able to overcome it, and he became Yosef HaTzadik. I was thinking, I don't know if I'm right, but I think Sholem Lubashkin is Machayev anybody who sits in Bidud, in quarantine. He sat for years and years in prison, and he came out, and they say he was most fabulous Mashgiach. He was able to infuse people in Emunah and Bitochen, and people listen to any of his drashas. It's amazing how the man grew so much in Emun and Bitochen inside the prison cell. So I think if you say Shalom Ubashkin is Mechayev of anybody in Emun and Bitochen, if they're in Bidud, so you can move it, you can move on. How do you do it? What's the practical way? I think the same as Avraham Avinu was told. As we know, all the messages in the Torah are all Masilas, Siman Labonim. So when Avraham Avinu was told, Vayotzi Esa Chutza, Habetna HaShamayma, that's what we should do. We should look up to Shamayim in the times of Bidud, and we should try and consider for ourselves how we can move on in Ruchnias. Look up to Shamayim. Don't look at the screen, don't look at the boxes, otherwise you just come out all the same. To try and take out the essence of Ruchnias as much as you can. For example, when it comes to Tefillah, someone turned around to me and said to me, you know, he almost misses the time of Bidud because he was completely by himself when he davened in isolation. He took his time, he davened carefully and he davened slowly. No one disturbed him. I had this most beautiful comment to say. We are required to daven with a minyan. But now, if one does go into lockdown and one can't daven in it, nevertheless, to take the time and to say the words with great articulation, with great eloquence, with great passion, you can daven like that. A person thinks a little bit more about the brachas, thinks a bit what the bracha means, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that I make a bracha Pakeach Ivrim, Matir Asurim, if I'm able to go to the bathroom, Mafli Lasos. If each bracha is given its status in a beautiful way, and you can make a work of art out of it, out of Ruchnias, especially when it comes to Tefillah. I'm thinking, isn't that the line of the Mesilas Yeshoyim brings down in Perit Yud Tes? Why is it, he asks, that every Shemona Esrei always begins with the words, Hashem, Sefosai Tiftoch, Ufi Yagite Elosecho. Says the Ramchal, there are three mindsets that a person must have before you come to pray. The first is Hashem, Da, Lifnei Miato Oimed, be aware in front of who you are standing. Da, Hashem, Sefosai Tiftoch, I can't open my mouth. I realize your supreme power, the Adon HaKol, I feel so embarrassed. I'm almost tongue-tied. I can't speak to you. Sfosai tiftach. I can't. One considers, one's talking to Borei Olam, the one who gave me my life, gave me my eyesight, gave me my lungs, gave me my feet, gave me my speech. I can't talk to you. Or by ufiyagi to the secha, but I must talk to you. I must express my thanks to you. I must express that I'm able to function and do whatever I can do. I'm caught in a dilemma. I can't talk to you, but I must. And that is the optimum stance when you thought you start Shemoneh Esrei. Ani lo yochol ledaber, av ani chayav ledaber, ani muchach ledaber. And that really is the basis of all prayer. If one can do that slowly, like over a cup of coffee, a shahakon yebidvoro, should be said properly. If one's careful with birchas amozo, if one's careful with expressions of how one uses the tongue and what one says, you can actually grow. And if you go back to the line, isn't that the line of Rav Hutna when he said, in reality, Rabbi Isai, really, the times of the corona are Birkas Mayadecha. It's true, we only say those words on Yom Tov, Musaf, but every time has Birkas Mayadecha. L'chaim u'l'sholem, l'soson u'l'simcha, kasher otzisa, v'yamalta l'vorcheinu. Surely, there are Birkas Mayadecha in every period that we live in, not just on Yom Tov. And if one can select and pick out, you know, almost put your finger on your pulse, and contact all the things that you can do, that you're able to function with. These are Birkas Mayadecha, and one will emerge out of Corona with Likas, a pekel on my back. I grew in my Tefillah, I grew in my Brochas, I grew in my Hashkofa, I grew in my Emunah. I think these are ways of literal growth that one can do this. And therefore, not like a broomstick, go in and out. I survived through Corona. That's what my friend was telling me. Not just to survive, but to make as much as I can out of a Kiddush on Friday night, out of a Shabbos, that my words should be Kodosh and holy at the table, I should be careful what I say. All these create a tremendous burst of enthusiasm and growth in a neshama. A person therefore grows from it. I was thinking, in reality, if we work hard on this period, who knows? No one really knows how this period is going to end. My son, he should be well, Yecheskel, went recently to speak to an Adam Godel here in Eretz Yisrael and asked him about what's happening in the whole period. And he turned around and he said to him, I'll be quite honest with you, no one knows how this is going to end and when it's going to end. No one can forecast this, what this period is. But I was thinking when he said that, yeah, but maybe the Mashiach will come at the end. If that's the case, so maybe this whole period of confinement and quarantine is a training ground for hineni. Hineni means I'm ready. I'm mezuman. I'm ready for you. Isn't that what Avraham Avinu said as soon as Hashem called him for the nisayon? Hineni. Moshe Rabbeinu said when Hashem called him, hineni. Yaakov called out, hineni. Moshe Rabbeinu said hineni at the snare. They all said hineni. Hineni means I'm ready, I'm prepared for the next period of Mitzvah Hashem, which will be the period of Mashiach. And therefore, you can use the time period of the quarantine to say, Hashem hineni, I'm ready for the next period of Mitzvah Hashem, for the Gula of Klal Yisrael, M'heir of Yameinu. That's what we should be trying to be prepared for. If it doesn't come in this time, if it doesn't, in Mitzvah Hashem, we should all survive it. And we all live to the age of 120. You should know, at the age of 120, when a person passes on from Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba, they write at the bottom of the Matzeba, Tehina Shana Tzurura B'Tzura HaChaim, Tof Nun Tzadik Beis Hei. It means, let the Neshama be gathered in the source of all life. Tehina Shana Tzurura B'Tzura HaChaim. It means that after a person, 120, has lived their life, they're gathered in closer to go towards the Kisei HaKovod, which is the Tachlis of Olam Hazeh, to get to Olam Haba in Gan Eden. Can you imagine if the period of Corona, one used the time, if the Mashiach doesn't come in this time, at least I'm prepared for Tzur B'Chaim. I made my preparation, I built on myself, I built on my Ruchnias in this time period, to be Tzur B'Chaim. That really is a Tachlis of life. And Iladoidi V'doidi Li, if one can build on this time period in Ruchnias, and not be a broomstick, not just survive, but Birkas Mayadecha, to come out with Birkas Mayadecha, then the period of quarantine can literally be Maisa Ovis Simon Abonim. Avraham went through it, Yosef went through it, Yaakov even went through it with Lavan. Do you remember the 20 years? He was really isolated completely when he was working for this mafia man. Moshe Rabbeinu did it, David did it. These are all really very important periods in their lifetime. We're not told much about it. It's interesting, I was just looking in the Chumash, right after Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzvi, the positive, it means 40 years. 40 years later, he then saw the snare, which is the episode straight after the period after Moshe ran to Midian. We're not told more. We're just told it was Yomim Rabim. Yomim Rabim is 40 years. 40 years of growth. And then he saw the snare. And these are periods of quarantine, which I hope, talking to myself, as I mentioned, I'm talking to you, this period shouldn't be just a period of survival, but we can grow and move on with Birkas Mayadecha, Yemitz Hashem. I wish you all a good Shabbos.